Beginning Friday in Saratoga Springs is the 2016 Martin Luther King Jr. Weekend. Events will be held throughout the weekend, including the city's official observance of MLK Day on Monday. The weekend of programs continues last year's theme of the unfinished work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I'm speaking with Holiday Hammond of the Martin Luther King Day Planning Committee and Caroline Han of the New Jersey-based Meta Theater Company. Hello to both of you.
Hi, Lucas.
Hello.
So, Holly, we'll start with you. Explain how this year's events are continuing last year's theme, and I wondered if you could just sort of describe some of the events that will be taking place throughout the weekend.
Sure. Well, it's not easy to understand why Dr. King's work is not finished, and we could do this for the next 20 years. So last year, we very much looked at the legacy of slavery, racism, discrimination in our country. And this year, rather than just looking at the what, we also want to engage people in talking about, so what do we do about it? How can we as individuals and as a community take on these issues and not just simply become complacent or ignore them? Because so often people are overwhelmed. It's overwhelming and depressing. So this is a program designed to bring the community together so that we are grappling with these issues of racism, discrimination, and other social injustice issues, and really coming together and being able to have open, honest dialogue. So we're going to kick off the weekend with a Friday night event, which is going to be a documentary film screening of Cracking the Codes, followed by a facilitated discussion. And then we're going to have an evening of music and spoken word performances. And this is called the Dr. King Challenge, really encouraging people to come and give voice to what concerns them.
And Caroline, I wondered if you could tell me about the Meta Theater Company, which is going to be one of the groups that's going to be performing this coming weekend. Tell me about the mission of the theater company and then also what you'll be bringing up to Saratoga Springs.
The Meta Theater Company, our whole mission is to write original music, music and scenes about the intersections of white privilege, race, class, gender, and sexual orientation. And our tagline, one thing that we say all the time is, you know, when the curtain falls, community action begins. So everything that Holiday just said is the reason why the Meta Theater Company wants to perform at her event, because we write pieces so that audiences can come, feel comfortable looking at the issues, because a lot of times we find that when we get into conversations with our friends, family, work friends, things can get heated into power struggles, and nobody knows how to talk about this. So we use theater and song as a way of helping people have those conversations and coming up with solutions for change. The other thing we do is we're working to end mass incarceration through theater. So for over a year, we've been going into the Edna Mann Women's Correctional Facility for Women in Clinton, New Jersey, and they are also part of our cast. And we meet with them once a week, and then we have a rehearsal with our cast on the outside. That's how we talk about it. We always say the cast on the inside, the cast on the outside. And we write pieces with them. We perform them in the community, and then we help debunk myths about people who are incarcerated and help people understand that it's really the larger systems that are creating these oppressions. And if we could just change the larger systems, it wouldn't show up so horribly in all of our lives. So we're going to be doing a staged reading called Hello, My Name Is, which is a play about a family that moves from Puerto Rico to the United States, and the father becomes incarcerated, and it shows what happens when systems like the criminal justice system, the education system, enters the family's life and what happens. And then we're doing Rise on Monday, and those are vignettes. It's a cabaret-style show, so it's songs and vignettes and ways for people to think about issues maybe in a different way.
When we look at these events, are they all going to be open to the public? Are they going to be open to all ages? I wonder if you could describe some of, Holly, we'll start with you, how you can describe some of the intended audiences for the events?
Sure. So Monday's program is absolutely family friendly, open to all ages. We're going to have youth performers, and we start the morning also with a day of service, and some of the projects are very child friendly. And that's Monday's program at the Saratoga Springs Library, and free, open to the public. Sunday's program is a little heavier, so that's really up to the parents to decide, and maybe, you know, Caroline can say something about that. And then Friday's event, again, I think pretty much family-friendly, though it's going to be a long night and a late night. And we are asking for a donation because we don't want anyone to not come, so no one will be turned away. But there is a suggested donation of $10 for that program.
Yeah, I think our work on Sunday is PG-13 only because we have a couple of scenes in there with some strong language. But as Holiday said, if you're a parent that wants to explain it in context to your kid, that's great. Our show on Monday is all ages.
Great. Well, Saratoga Springs Martin Luther King Jr. Weekend begins on Friday. Holly and Caroline, thanks so much.
Thank you, Lucas.
Thank you.